Toy Story of Terror, voiced by Tacey. In black and white, a woman flees through a mist-filled graveyard by night. She trips and falls against a headstone. A bat wings its way towards her trembling form. In a puff of smoke, it changes into a vampire.
Betsy!
Watch out! He's right behind you!
Hey, down in front!
Oh, sorry.
I'm coming to get you, Betsy.
Run, Betsy! Run!
Oh, come on, there's no way she can outrun a vampire.
Oh, don't listen to her, Betsy. You can do it. Don't give up.
The toys are watching a DVD in the boot.
Are we there yet?
Not for a few more hours, Bonnie. You can go back to sleep.
Boring!
Patience. All great horror films start slowly. You see, they're designed...
Mr. Potato Head pulls out his ears. In the vampire movie, the woman enters a creepy old abandoned mansion.
Tactics, Betsy, tactics. Look for something to defend yourself with. There we go.
Oh, technically that'd be useless. Everybody knows a wooden stake through the heart is the only way to kill a vampire. Only a kitty cat. Classic misdirection.
A cat? Come on, guys. This isn't scary.
Jessie is sat on an open toolbox. It closes with her in it as a tire blows.
Help!
Get me out of here!
Jessie, we have to get her out.
Jessie, can you hear me?
The car limps into a motel. Buzz Lightyear grabs a tire iron to prise the toolbox free.
Okay, everyone, on three. One, two, three!
Jessie?
What's the matter with Jessie?
She was abandoned in a box for years.
I couldn't find a way out.
Can I bring my toys?
The toys leap back into the suitcase and zip it up. Bonnie's mum opens the boot of the car. Jessie grabs her cowgirl hat moments before the case is pulled out. The humans make their way through the rain to reception.
The roadside motel is one of the most common locales for a horror film. Remote, isolated, ordinary. A comforting environment to allay the suspicions of the audience. I expect they'll be asking the innkeeper to use the telephone any minute now.
Would it be okay if I used your phone? Our car is flat.
Right on cue.
It's okay, Jessie. You're safe now.
We'll be back on the road before you know it. What's the latest, Trixie?
She's still on the phone with the tow truck company.
6 a.m.? That's the earliest you can get here?
6 a.m.? You mean we have to stay here all night?
Bum, bum, bum.
I don't care where we are, as long as I'm not stuck alone in that box.
If you could just sign here in the guest book. And I'll need to see a major credit card for the incidentals. Okay, let's see here. I'm going to put you in room 7.
You know, we have a little saying around here. At the Sleepwell Motel, you're going to sleep well.
Lightning forks behind the Sleepwell Motel sign. The humans are fast asleep, the suitcase at the foot of a bed. The zip is undone.
Well, it looks like they're asleep.
Finally.
Potato Head, where are you going?
We're at a motel. I just want to check out the amenities. You know, the free stuff. Little soaps, shower caps, shampoo, conditioner.
Oh, I wouldn't go out there if I were you. The first to leave usually gets it.
Oh, Potato Head, don't leave the bag. A motel is one of the easiest places for a toy to get lost.
Oh, shut your worry hole. Nobody's going to get lost. Besides, I promised him I'd bring him back something nice.
Wait, where are you guys going?
We were just going to check out the free stuff.
And if something does happen to the potato, I wouldn't want to miss it.
Oh, come on, guys, let's all just stay in the bag. Oh, Buzz, I'll grab those guys. You get Potato Head.
Got it.
No, wait, don't go.
Don't worry, Jessie, I'll be right back.
Buzz.
Jessie peers around. The walls of the suitcase appear to be closing in on her, and she is panic-stricken. She leaps out.
Guys, where are you?
Jessie, what's wrong? Are you okay?
Buzz, where is everybody?
Not to worry. We're all right here. See, there's Woody, Prickle Pants, Trixie, Rex. Wait, where's Potato Head?
And so it begins.
Ah, Prickle Pants, you're not helping.
I'm just saying it's quite common in these types of movies for one unsuspecting character to wander off and vanish.
Well, he couldn't have just disappeared.
Maybe this place is haunted.
What? It's haunted?
Of course not. Everybody knows ghosts aren't real.
Actually, according to my internet research...
Highly unlikely. There has to be a rational explanation. We need to break into groups of two. Everyone keep an eye on your partner. If anything goes wrong, give a yell.
Ew, I stepped in something.
Wait a minute.
Buzz drops onto his belly, runs his finger through the clear slime and tastes it.
What is it?
Disgusting.
disgusting.
Well, were this a movie, I'd say it was slime from the creature's metamorphosis.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, Potato Head managed to step in it, leaving behind a trail of footprints. If we follow it, it should lead us right to it.
Hey, guys!
No, wait, Trixie, don't!
The Bennett.
Trixie! Trixie?
Potato Head!
And this would be the threshold. Every movie has one, you know. Once the heroes enter, there's no turning back.
Rex, hurry up!
Coming!
Now we just need to find a way down.
Rex bumps into them and they fall down the vent.
Well, that did the job.
Sorry! Sorry.
Is everyone okay?
That way!
All right, everybody, stay close.
Buzz's Space Ranger suit gives off a green luminous glow, lighting the toy's way through the dust-ridden tunnel. Rex gets tangled up in a cobweb. He shakes it from his head. They are unaware that a slithering creature is keeping pace alongside them.
So, what happens now?
Well, this would be the part where the characters get separated and then picked off one by one.
Then what happens next?
Where's Prickle Pants?
What? He was standing right here just a moment ago. What are we going to do now? He was the only one who knew what the heck was going on!
Rex is snatched away. Buzz, Jessie, and Woody run for dear life and slam up against a dead end.
Wait, listen. I think we lost it.
It's over there!
What? She directs Buzz's laser gun.
Over here. I think I can see it. It's staring right at us.
Buzz takes the lead.
It's Potato Head's arm!
Wait a minute, it looks like it's trying to tell us something.
What is it, little buddy?
I think he's using some kind of hand signals.
It's the number one.
Oh, no. One letter.
One syllable. Once upon a time.
One plus one is one.
I think maybe it's pointing up.
Up.
Yeah.
Of course.
Buzz is the first to peer out of a ceiling vent in a pristine white bathroom. He checks the layout of the land and then pulls the retractable washing line from the shower wall.
Pass me the hand, will you?
The hand is tied to the washing line. Buzz throws it across to a towel ring on the other side of the bathroom. The hand grabs the ring. Using shower curtain hooks, the trio abseil onto the sink unit. Buzz unties the hand, jumps onto the toilet seat and onto the floor.
What now?
Out the door and to the right.
What?
Are you sure? The hand looks like it's pointing left.
Psst. Huh?
Over here.
What?
Look over here.
No, low? No, low?
Well, sure, if you hold it that way.
Hey, guys, wait up! Woody! Buzz!
Shh! Quiet, soldier! You'll lead them right to us! This place isn't safe for toys. Combat Carl is gonna take his hand away now. You yell, we're done for. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Combat Carl's seen things. Horrible things. Combat Carl's learned. You gotta keep moving, or else they find you.
Are you Combat Carl?
The only thing that's kept Combat Carl going is the thought he might see his owner, Billy, just one more time. You better turn back now, or you'll never see your owner again.
But I need to find my friends!
This is what happens when you try to find your friends!
He's missing a hand.
Shh! Did you hear that?
They glance upwards. A free bottle of shampoo falls to the floor.
It found us! We're trapped!
Nah, Combat Carl never gives up. Combat Carl finds a way. We gotta move. You ready?
What? No!
We're going on three. One, two, three! Grab my arm!
Carl! Wait!
Huh?
Carl!
Forget about Combat Carl! Just go!
Now alone, Jessie scrambles up the bath panel and leaps into the bath. The plucky cowgirl pulls the shower curtain across, leaps up onto the taps, and tries to jump up to the ceiling vent. As the door to the bathroom opens wider, Jessie jumps back down into the bath and hides with her back against the shower curtain. She stares upwards. A shadow passes on the other side of the white curtain. She cowers lower, stands slowly, and peers through the semi-transparent material. Suddenly, claws slash the curtain aside. She throws herself across the bath and shields her face. A shadow looms over her. A green lizard is perched on the bathroom, its body poking through the torn shower curtain. It wears a red collar. It swallows Mr. Potato Head's arm, jumps into the bath, and licks Jessie's face. It snatches her up.
Go, you big varmint! Let me go this instant!
It dumps her into a basket and rings the service bell.
Thank you. Well, it's been fun.
She tries to walk away, but it catches and pops her back into the basket, rings the bell again. The hotel manager pulls aside a red curtain. He sips from a Here Comes Trouble mug as he peers at Jessie through his glasses. The lizard proffers the basket.
Looks old. It probably worth something.
Excellent find, Mr. Jones. Oh.
The manager takes Jessie's picture and advertises Cowgirl Doll for Sale on the internet. He pins her picture on a cork board marked Toys for Sale. Her image joins 21 others. He puts her on a shelf in a glass-fronted cabinet and walks back into the reception, turning off the light. A cat head pays dispenser.
He's gone. All clear!
Jessie!
Buzz!
I'm so glad you're safe.
Nice to see you made it here in one piece, cowgirl.
Carl!
Oh, Combat Carl would like to introduce you to his one-third scale counterpart, Combat Carl Jr.
Ma'am, sorry to break up the party, but we're on a tight schedule. Pocketeer, you're up!
Pockets away!
He takes a paperclip from his chest pocket and throws it to Combat Carl, who unfolds it, leaving a hooked end.
Lego buddy, go!
Combat Carl Jr. tries to reach the door handle with the hook.
Any sign of our guy or the lizard?
No, sir. Area's still clear.
Hey, old timer, how we doing?
Well, sir, he's been gone for 90 seconds. I reckon he could be back in a minute.
Okay, let's try this again. Third time's the charm.
You can do it, Junior.
Junior stands side on, trying to hook the handle.
Steady. Take it easy now.
Almost got it. Whoa.
He drops the paperclip.
Oh, no!
Sassafras!
That was the last one. That means I'm next. Don't you see? I'm the last of the Fastener Four! Look! Zipperman! Snaps! Speed Lacer! I'm next! I'm next! I'm next!
Keep it together, man! We'll find a way out!
Oh, we'll get out, all right. In boxes.
What?
Jesse, nobody's getting boxed up.
We're leaving together.
You have a sail.
Pescat, what do you see?
Oh, it's hard to make out, but it looks like a cowboy.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what's next to go. What? $2,000? Jones, you're not gonna believe this! Happy trails, cowboy Andy.
Woody has Andy written under his right foot. The manager boxes and labels him, ready for shipping.
It's like taking candy from a baby.
The box sits on the reception counter.
He'll be able to get out. Won't he?
I haven't the foggiest idea. What started out as a classic horror film has turned into something more of a tragedy.
I can't believe we're never gonna see Bonnie again.
Combat Carl would have liked to have seen Billy just one more time.
We'll find a way, Carl. We'll find a way.
Hey, you better hurry, Sergeant. Sun's fixing to rise any minute now.
You have a sail.
People, back to your position.
All right, come on, big money.
Who is it this time?
Okay, I'm looking. Oh my gosh, he's getting up.
Jonesy, we got another gold mine.
He picks up Jessie.
Looks like you get to go on a little trip.
Yeah, you got a guest with a flat tire that needs fixing?
Absolutely. Come on, I'll show you the way.
He leaves Jessie on the side.
Okay, kids, he's gone.
Jessie gets up and tries to jump up to reach the handle.
It's no use, I'm not tall enough. I'll go get Woody. Together, we'll be able to reach the handle.
Good plan, Jessie.
Ah, someone's at the door.
Stack there, and the ones on the counter all go to.
Okay.
Looks like I'm gonna have to take two trips.
The ship it delivery lady grabs Woody's box.
Woody.
All right, we need a plan B. Put on your thinking caps, people.
I got it. She can make a break for the delivery truck.
Ah, it's broad daylight. Besides, she'll never make it in time.
What do I do? Now we're all gonna end up in a box.
Wait, that's it. Jessie, say that again.
Say what? That we're all gonna end up in boxes?
Not us. You. You're gonna get in a box.
What?
Listen, in a few minutes, the delivery lady is gonna come back through that door and take the other boxes, and you're gonna be in one of them. It's the only way to free Woody.
No way. I can't. I can't do that. I can't get in a box. I can't. There's gotta be another way.
This is the way. You better snap out of it, soldier. We're running out of time, and you're the only chance we got.
No, I can't.
Jessie, listen to me. Remember your training.
But I don't have any training.
Well, forget about that. When Combat Carl gets stuck in a jam, he says to himself, Combat Carl never gives up. Combat Carl finds a way. Now say it.
Combat Carl never gives up.
You're not Combat Carl.
Oh, Jessie never gives up. Jessie finds a way.
I can't hear you.
Jessie never gives up. Jessie finds a way. Yeah!
Oh, one more thing.
They glance at sleeping Mr. Jones.
I'll try.
Jessie carefully climbs down the cupboard drawer handles and sneaks past Mr. Jones. She climbs up the reception desk, pushes one box off another, and peels off the sellotape.
Wake up! You're free!
A robot made of assembled cars.
Who dare
Prepare summon Transitron!
I need to use this box.
Transitron free?
Yes, that's right. Here, give me your hand.
But, how can I ever repay you?
Seal me in. Okay. Here goes.
She gathers her courage, gets into the box, and lies back against the loose foam chip packing.
Okay. Wait! Don't tape it! I won't be able to get out! Just close the flaps and put that box on top. It'll keep it shut.
Are you sure about this?
No, not really.
He complies.
My Globatron's ghost, you shall be remembered.
All right.
Transitron, separate!
Jesse's box is picked up.
Well, the plan seems to be working.
So far, so good.
I forgot the tape again.
What? No, don't!
The delivery lady seals the box. Jesse begins to panic and presses her hands against the tape section of the box.
She got sealed in!
Ah, that's it. We're never gonna get out of here.
Nah, Jesse never gives up. Jesse finds a way.
You're good to go.
Oh, thank you so much. Don't forget your bag, Bonnie. We're leaving in 2 minutes.
Excuse me, coming through.
Delivery lady throws the packages into the back of her van. Jesse pushes hands and feet against the tape, but to no avail.
Jesse never gives up. Jesse finds a way. Jesse never gives up. Jesse finds a way. Oh! Jesse never gives up. Jesse finds a way. Jesse never gives up. Jesse finds a way. Jesse never gives up. Jesse finds a way!
She finds a paperclip attached to enclosed paperwork and uses it to break the tape.
Woody! Woody!
Jesse! Jesse, over here!
With paperclip in mouth and hat on head, she strides forth to release him.
Oh, it's been a while. I don't think she's coming back.
Patience. Cinematic structure dictates it's always dark.
Can it, Pants? Life ain't a movie. They're never coming back.
Look! They're coming back!
Hope you enjoyed your stay.
We did. Thanks.
Come on, Jess. Let's move.
In a minute, honey.
Bonnie!
Okay, now, climb on my shoulders, and then... Jesse?
Jesse! Ah, what is she doing?
She's headed straight for the curtain.
That's not part of the plan.
Mr. Jones grabs her.
Jesse!
Buzz tries to open the glass doors. Jesse kicks Mr. Jones and momentarily breaks free. The lizard pounces and grabs her again in his slobbering mouth. She struggles to keep the green monster from her as she reaches for the curtain. The lizard snaps at her. She prizes its jaws open. It strains to bite her head off. She kicks it in the throat and Combat Carl's missing in action hand flies out.
My hand!
See? Told ya.
Mr. Potato Head's hand is also down its throat.
Perfect!
She jumps into the lizard's jaw.
Oh, I can't look!
Jesse uses Mr. Potato Head's arm to grab the curtain.
Come and get it!
Thanks for staying with us at the Sleepwell.
The curtain is pulled aside.
My toys!
No, little girl! The area's for employees only!
Hey!
I think that I can't have you back here.
Are those my daughter's toys?
Mr. Jones rings the surface bell. Jesse's in the basket.
Jesse!
Those, they might be hers.
He retrieves Bonnie's toys from the cupboard, leaving the door open.
Come on, buddy, let's go. We're leaving.
Would you consider selling them? Tell you what, I'll give you $100 for the cowboy. What do you want? 200?
The other toys make their escape. Bonnie's mum puts the suitcase into the boot of the car.
Ah, the epilogue. We're back to the location where it all began.
Never thought I'd miss the trunk.
You did it, Jesse. You saved us all.
Jesse didn't give up. Jesse found a way.
Well, Woody wants to say thanks.
Potato Head! Have you seen Potato Head?
What? No.
Oh, dear. It seems the monster has returned to claim one final victim.
No, he hasn't. He's right over there.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you back, baby. We ain't never going to get separated again. Aw, nuts.
Group laughter. A sure sign that the worst is behind us and the movie is just about over.
So, this is the ending?
Yes. I'd say they'd be running the credits about now.
The credits roll. The Ship-It delivery van arrives.
Transport has arrived!
You heard the cat. Let's move!
The toys make their way to the van.
Thanks, buddy.
Next stop, Billy's house.
Mr. Jones watches the toys depart.
Jones!
There you go, buddy. Welcome to the Sleepwell. How may I...
Are you the manager?
Me? No, I'm not the manager. Tell you what, I'll go get him for you.
The manager runs into the back room and pulls the curtain shut. He steals the police car.
Told you not to leave the keys in the car.
He reverses into the motel sign and smashes onto the car roof.
We got a runner.
The end.